Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to the show. This is Coach Lalisa. Welcome. If this is your first time tuning into the show, we'd like to say thank you for tuning in and joining us on the show. If this is not your first time, well, we want to say welcome, welcome back. Well, we're here in New Jersey. We're going to start the week off. It is Monday morning. Well, it's Monday morning, and some places it's Monday night. So, for instance, if you were all the way over in Beijing, then you would be right about now. It would be 8 o'clock p.m., so I would be saying a good evening to you. If you are in Paris, I may say, good day. But you're here, if you're here on the East Coast, I may say, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, the show for today, our topic for today, and I want to get right into it. And hopefully you've had an opportunity to go over and download the worksheet so that you can take notes as we go through the session on today. So I know, right, a radio show with worksheets, what you say? Well, I told you this show would be different. And so you're getting a lot going on in just one felt swoop. So you got activity sheets, you got a workshop, webinar type feel, and then you also have the pleasure to be able to listen, just to listen as a radio show. So now I am a talk show host, in case you didn't catch on to that just yet, but I am a talk show host. But I'm a talk show host that's bringing you topics to empower you, to engage you, to enlighten you in your walk, your personal, your professional, your entrepreneurial life. So today's topic is Startling Sales Secrets Revealed. That's right. Today I'm going to reveal three startling sales secrets that I have found along the way. So you can go over and pick up your activity sheets, activity sheets.coachlalisashow. So you could go on over there and get that. Also, if you are in the chat room, I will put a link to where you can register for an event and for an offer that I'm going to tell you about a little bit later. So toward the end of the show, I'm going to tell you about an offer that you can take part in, but I'll do that at the end of the show. Now, today it's very cold for some people, depending on where you are. If you're in the New Jersey, New York area, we have been promised or threatened with several inches, close to a couple feet of snow. That's right, snow. So we got to get the show in just in case we might have to be shoveling later. So, again, good morning, and welcome. Startling Sales Secrets Revealed. And what's going to happen is, on this show today, I want to reveal to you three startling things that I've learned about sales and why these are secrets. Why are they secrets, and why are they startling? Now, what makes them startling is that when I found them out, when I discovered them, I was startled. I'm telling you, I was nearly knocked off of my rocker when I learned of these. And so that's what makes them startling. And I said, you know what, if these have startled me, a person that has been around sales and marketing and business since 1998. Now, I have been around other businesses, but to actually go and study business as a major, as a master, in a master's degree program, I spent a lot of hours in an MBA program studying, reading, doing exercises, doing research, doing the simulations, doing capstone projects, interviewing business owners, reading white papers, you name it, and we did it, as it relates to business. Besides the fact that I have done some sales, I've done a lot of retail sales, and also I worked for 4 years in a pretty popular retail chain. Some of you may have heard of it. It's a women's clothing store called Dress Barn. So I was a store manager in that store for 2 years. I was a sales associate for 2 years. So 4 years total, I worked in that environment. We had 800 stores around the country. And I got a chance to go, as a store manager, I got a chance to go to a lot of major sales events and sales meetings. And we primarily sold women's professional clothing. And we one of the popular items that we sold was a woman's suit. I love suits, and so I was right at home in that business. So I've done that type of sales. I've not done real estate, though I've taken some real estate training. I've not taken the real estate license preparation training, but I did attend some training that this one, a very well-established real estate realtor, would give to prospective students and have some of his current students. So I did attend some of that training. So I've had some training there, sales training, married to a sales expert who's been we've been married 25 years in March, and he's been in sales ever since I've known him and prior to that. And so that's how he's made his living, on commission sales, ever since I've been knowing him. So I have some experience with sales, I would say, wouldn't you say? And then I've had some other, I've done network marketing. I've worked for organizations like Artists International, which we had the very popular Body Magic. I've worked for Avon, but just for a very, very short time. I worked for Avon back when I was about 25, and then again, recently, about a year and a half ago. And I probably did some other sales here and there along the way. Oh, yes, selling, well, my own business. Okay, well, how about that? So since 2002, when I started Performance Strategies Unlimited, I started selling coaching, selling my books as an author. By the way, if you want to get a copy of any of those, you can just inbox me on Facebook or go to the website, coachalalisa.com or release-your-power.com. There are links there if you want to get the books. And if you want to get the new book, Creating Your Financial Success, you can also get that book as well. And I'll tell you more about that later. But so I've been around sales, so selling my own training, selling seminars, selling webinars, selling conferences, selling seats to a conference. So I've been doing that for 4 years. This will be the fourth year that we've done that. So I've been around sales for a little minute. And so when I say these startled me, they really startled me. And then I would say they were secrets because I didn't know them. I didn't know them. No one just came out and told me, okay, here's a secret that you should know. Here's something that is going to help your business. No, it didn't work like that. I had to dig, 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 and find. And so I finally did find these secrets, and I want to share them with you so that you can improve in yourself. So put it like this. When I discovered these and I began to apply them and to implement them in what I do in my business, I began to see my sales funnel change. I began to see that it got easier, okay? It got easier. I mean, before, I was petrified to sell. I was scared to death to try to sell anything. I was nervous. I was clueless, I'm telling you. And I tried to avoid it. As a matter of fact, I almost ruined my own business. I certainly ruined a couple of network marketing type opportunities because I didn't know these things. I could have been more successful. I mean, with the Body Magic, with artists, I was pretty successful there. But had I known this, if I had known in 2009, so when I got involved with Artists International, if I had known then what I know today, I would have made hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's right. And had I known what I know today, had I known this back in 2002 when I launched Performance Strategies Unlimited and Brand New Beginnings, if I had known this, I didn't know. And so I want to share it with you because I know that if you are struggling the way I struggled, and I suspect that a lot of people are, okay, a lot of people who are in business, they are, and if you have not yet started business, then you definitely want to get your hands on this information. You want to know this going in the door. If at all possible, this is information that you want to know prior to starting your business as best you can. And so, again, you know, you may have your own startling sales secrets. I don't know. You can share them. You can post them in the chat room. You can post them. You can hashtag on Facebook, as a matter of fact. I'll just go there right now. Hey, where's my Facebook? I know I had it up. I thought it was up. Maybe I never. Okay, I tell you what. I probably didn't sign in yet to Facebook. But let me just take a minute to sign in there. I signed in on my iPad, but I didn't sign in on the computer here. So I will sign in there so that I can. And by the way, again, good morning and welcome. I will sign in here and I will hashtag the Coach LaLisa Show. I'll just put Coach LaLisa Show. I will hashtag, and today we'll be talking about today's topic is startling. Today's topic is startling sales secrets revealed. Okay, so yes, so people can tune into the show, but I put the hashtag there so that, you know, we can get a little hashtaggy thing going, right? And then that way I can put the startling sales secrets. I can hashtag that, and then we shall see what happens. Okay, so there we have it. All right, beautiful. So that's there, and then other people can hashtag whatever they get. We can hashtag some comments. People can go look it up and see what's been said. But sure, if you have some sales secrets that you would like to hashtag, please, by all means, go and do that. Hashtag Coach LaLisa Show. So let me give you the first one. The first sales secret that I just found so startling, and this one is really it's going to take the cake, and that is don't sell. I know, right? That is startling. That is a startling sales secret that I had to find out the hard way. Don't sell. Now, I know you're saying, what are you talking about? It sells. So why should we not sell? Or how can we not sell? And why should we not sell? I'm telling you, that is a big, big, big secret that most people don't know. They don't know. They don't know that they're not supposed to be selling. So that's the first startling secret that I found out. The second startling secret that I found out is that the most important, or one of the most important pieces of sales, is your personal brand. And I know you've heard people say before, people buy you before they buy your product. That's right. People buy you before they buy your product. And I know sometimes we've heard that. I heard that a lot of times. it didn't, you know, mean very much to me when they would say that. I'm like, what are they talking about? And then I had to come to realize that that is critical. And here's the thing. It's more critical today than it was 10 years ago or 20 years ago or 40 years ago or 100 years ago. It is way more critical today. And the way we are connected together through the internet and social media platforms and other ways that we are connected is even more important, that your personal brand stands out. Your personal brand has to stand out today, because today it is a part of what I'm calling a startling sales secret. And then this third one, I'm telling you, is going to really, really, really knock you off your feet. Yes, this third one is going to really, really knock you off your feet. If the first one, the first one should have shut you down, basically. And then the second one is something that you've heard before, and maybe the first one, and you can tell me which one of these that are, they're not so startling for you. You tell me which one of these you've already applied or you've implemented, and tell me how it's been working for you. And don't forget, I have an offer that I'm going to tell you about at the end of the show today. Now, number three, and this one was hard for me to get. This was totally, I'm telling you, this was so startling, though I had really heard it before, but to actually apply it and to do it, and that also became startling. So I guess I could say I have, you know, four startling things to share with you, three as it relates to sales and one as it just relates to, you know, being who we are. But this was startling. And here it is, number three. The third startling secret is this. You got to know this. And this is, I think it's a secret. He or she who does the least amount of talking wins. Okay? Yeah. He or she who does the least amount of talking wins the sale. That's right. So here's how that looks. If you are selling any product or service, or an idea for that matter, and you're sitting before your customer or your client, the person who does the least amount of talking, I'm telling you what I know what I'm talking about, is the one who makes, who is the one who wins? Who is the one who will win? So if it's the customer that does the least, now we might say, well, what do you mean? How does the customer win? You know, I'm the salesperson here. I'm trying to win a sale. How does the customer win? Well, here's how the customer wins. Okay, first of all, you got to know, and this might be another startling secret, but I don't know if it's still startling. You may have figured it out if you're in sales of any kind. And this is whether you sell for a company or organization, sell privately, sell for yourself, you're in network marketing, or it doesn't matter. And so this works for all types of sales. When you have salespeople, the customer, here's what you have to know. Again, another startling secret maybe, is that the customer wins because, on an average, people do not like to be sold. We know they love to buy, and we know we love to shop, and we know we love to spend, right? And some of us work 2, 3, 4, 5 jobs so that we can have enough money to go out and spend on our children, on our families, on ourselves, on our friends, on our coworkers or whatever. We spend, right? So we do spend money. We know that. And it takes, you have to spend money in this world. You have to buy gas for your car if you have a car. You have to pay your car note. You have to buy all those cute little things that go in your car. You have to buy clothing. You have to you know, do other things. So we know we have to buy food. Hello. So we know we have to spend money. We have to buy utilities, such as the heat right now. We need some because it's pretty cold here in New Jersey. So, yes, you have to buy things, and so we know that. But the customer doesn't like to be sold. They want to buy. Key, key, key. Ding, ding, ding. B-U-Y. They want to buy. It's another startling secret right there just released. Because some people, they don't get that. They don't make the connection. Oh, they want to buy. But they don't want to be sold. So how do you get your product and or your service into their hand? And that's where these three startling secrets become crucial to your toolkit, your repertoire of sales information and sales skills and your sales abilities. Now, I've already told you my background and my relationship with sales, so this is not just some whimsy, flimsy stuff that I've come up with for a Monday morning episode on the Coach Lalisa Show, because you know I don't have time for that, and neither do you. This is a well thought out topic, that something that I had to struggle with since, like I said, 2002, when I started my first business. I had to struggle with this for years, looking for the answers. And people kind of giving me the answers, but they didn't calculate, they didn't compute, you know how your computer sometimes just doesn't get it, doesn't figure it out, all right? And so, again, he who does the least amount of talking wins, period. That's period. There's nothing else to say about that. That's it. Well, there's more I could say, but there's not. Now, as a talk show host, I can say more because I'm not selling you anything. In sales, I'm talking about. But it almost works in a lot of things. It works in all kinds of conversations. You're going on a job interview. If you're going on a job interview, and it's you and the employer who is hiring you, you could use this principle or this startling sales secret, because at that point it is sales. You're selling yourself to that company. That company is buying, but at the same time, the company is selling, and you're buying. And he who does the least amount of talking wins, period. So customers, they don't like to be sold. So how do they win? They win by not taking the sale. That would be a win for them. Since they don't want to be sold, and if you're there trying to sell them, if they don't take the sale, then they're winning. If you get the sale, then you're winning. So you see how that works? So if you want to be a winner in your sales events and your sales activities, you want to practice these three startling secrets. And so the last part of the activity sheet, as you can see there, just simply ask you a question. How will using any of these secrets help you in your business? Now, I want you to share by calling in 347-945-7991, or you could post it on Facebook. You have the Facebook page right there, the group page right there on the downloadable activity sheet. You have it right there. You have it right there. And by the way, you see that website address at the bottom. That's achievemydream.coachlalisa.com. You can go to that link and you can actually sign up for free. You can sign up for free to be a part of this group of people that I will be sharing some more intimate and deeper secrets about the sales and marketing and entrepreneurship and business ownership. So if you go and you register and you sign up there, achievemydream.coachlalisa.com will allow you to be a part of this group where I will be sharing information with you. Right now I'm gathering all the people. I'm going to close it off shortly
shortly, whoever's not in that funnel, shortly they won't be in. And the people that are in there will get special training. They will get other additional information that I'm not going to share anywhere else except with the people who sign up for achievemydream.coachlilisa.com. So I'm gonna leave it up there a little while longer. We get some more people in, but then we're going to shut it off. And then there's exclusive information. There's things that I will share that I won't share anywhere else, that I'll only share for individuals who are signed in, who say, I want to stand out, I want to be a part, Lilisa, of this group, that you're going to share some information. Now, others of you know there are other events coming up where I'm also going to be sharing some tips, tools, and strategies. That's happening in August the 21st or 22nd. But meanwhile, in between time, you can become a part of this group, achievemydream.coachlilisa.com. So go there, sign up for that. Also, I said that I was going to tell you about where you can go and register for this free offer that I want to make to you right now, and I want to tell you about it right now because we're down to the end of the show. And while I wait to see if anyone wants to share with us, if you have any secrets or if you plan to use these startling secrets, please call us and let us know. 347-945-7991. Now, I just posted inside the chat room the link to where you can go and to register for my free offer, which is the free webinar where I'm going to teach you the five, I'm going to give you five simple marketing secrets that can double your customers in the next 90 days. So double your customer base in the next 90 days. That free webinar is happening tomorrow, Tuesday, January 27th. If you're in New York, it'll be 7 o'clock p.m. And if you're in California, it'll be 10 o'clock p.m. No, it should be earlier there. Yeah, in San Francisco, it should actually be, I think, 4 o'clock p.m. It should be 4 o'clock p.m. New York, it'll be 7 o'clock p.m. I want you to go and to claim your seat. Again, these webinars are not meant necessarily for thousands of people because we already know that everybody is not going to be. See, here's the thing. Everybody could do it, but everybody won't do it because some people want things easy. And like I said, it's simple, but it's not easy. But I'm going to show you the five simple marketing secrets. Simple, but not so easy to do. All right, so I'm going to show those to you. We have about 90 seconds left to the broadcast today, so I'm excited that you tuned in. I'm excited that people are interested in coming. Please register for that. That's my free offer today. So again, I'll open your phone lines if you have a comment that you'd like to make about the question that I asked you. How will using any of these secrets help you in your business? If you want to share on Facebook, if you don't want to call in, if you can't call in, maybe you're driving, maybe you can't hit your number one key, then you can put them on Facebook and you can hashtag them at Coach Lilisa Show. Also, you can put them on our group page, right at facebook.com/groups/Coach Lilisa Show. So it's very simple. The URL is very simple. It's facebook.com/groups/Coach Lilisa Show. So you just go to that group and you can, you know, post your comment there, or you could post your question. So again, today on the show, I reveal to you three startling things that I learned about self. do not sell. Do not sell. That is the key. You can't sell. Number two, you have to have a personal brand. You must. Today, it's critical. You have to have your personal brand. And then the third thing is, he or she who does the least amount of talking wins. Period. That's how it works. And so those are the startling secrets that I wanted to talk about. I wanted to hear what you think about those, and what startling secrets do you have about sales, and what questions do you have about these startling secrets. Now, I'm going to do a webinar, not tomorrow, not today, but I'll do a webinar probably next week. I'll probably do a webinar next week where I will go more in detail, because this radio show is not that long. It's only 30 minutes. It's already over. I'm already in overtime. And, you know, I have to go off to work. Some of you have to also go off to work. But I just wanted to give you enough that you can think about it. And definitely some of these things you can actually implement. Like number three, you can implement that right away. Number two, you can definitely start doing that right away. And number one, you may have some questions about, but those are some of the things that I'm going to go over in the next time that we meet. Next week, I'm going to actually do a webinar on that. So now, let's go and tell you about the upcoming shows. What are we going to talk about on the next show? So let's go and find that, and I'll go get that for you so you'll know what's coming up on tomorrow. On the show tomorrow. So let me just switch over and go to my episode page and find out for you. So I know it has something to do, oh, yes, it has something to do with marketing, I do believe. I do believe, because tomorrow night is the free webinar on 5 simple secrets to help you double your customers in 90 days. And so that might take a little minute for that to pop up, but it's popping. Take a minute. Okay, so let me just go back over here. Oh, there it comes. Okay, so tomorrow's show is Marketing Strategies Simplified. Marketing Strategies Simplified. Okay, that's what I'm going to be talking about. Marketing Strategies Simplified. So again, I like to, those of you who know me, I like to keep things simple. They're not always easy, though, so don't get too confused. Just because it's simple doesn't mean it isn't easy. It still may be hard, but it won't seem as hard if you have the simple steps. So that's what I mean by simple. Simple means we break it down, give you some steps on how to do it. But it may not be easy, though, because, again, you may not have the tools, equipment, skills, knowledge, whatever. So it may not be as easy. And a lot of these things take time. There's no overnight. There's no, you know, one overnight wonder, right? No, it doesn't work like that. The people that you see that are very successful, it may look like, just because you didn't know them, it may look like, oh, they came out of nowhere. Well, no, they were working very, very, very hard for many, 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 many years, okay? And I know a lot of times I think there's a lure out there for people to want to make it appear as though they did all that overnight. I don't know why. That's so foolish to do that, in my opinion. There's no need for that. Because it's not realistic, and it just sets people up for failure. People think they can do it also overnight, which they cannot. It takes years to develop these things, not as many years as it may take for some things. However, it takes time, and it takes effort. That was one of the biggest things that I personally did not like about a lot of the network marketing businesses. It was like they were to tell you, oh, you could do this overnight. Well, no, because if that was the case, everybody would be doing it, and everybody overnight would be making, you know, 6 figures. Okay, so no, it's not that easy, and it can be done overnight. However, it can absolutely be achieved. They were right in that. It can be done. They were absolutely right to convince you that it could be done. However, it takes time, and it takes effort, and it takes a lot of it. So go on, go register for the free webinar. Also, go register and sign up if you want to be a part of the Achieve My Dream team or group, the Achieve My Dream 2015 group. Go there, achievemydream.com. CoachAlisa.com, and I'll see you back tomorrow, same time, same place. Have a great, wonderful day. Don't forget, leave us a comment on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/group/CoachLalisaShow. Leave us a comment there. We welcome it. That's all I have time for. That's all you have time for. Don't forget, three startling things that you can do to improve your sales. If you really want to be in sales, you got to do those things. Don't sell, develop your personal brand, and be quiet. All right, take care. God bless.
I see.
No, I know, because I'm not going to Jersey City this morning.
Where are you going?
I'm not, because I'm going home. No, I'm going to go up the street, right up the street.
Hi there.
To the dentist.
I'm so glad that we connected on this video.
To the dentist. I'm going to the dentist. Yep, I'm going to the dentist.
Right. Your headline. Your headline is the first and most often read part of any web page out there. So it's critical that you make them hot and irresistible to your ideal clients. And that's what we're talking about. Now, you just signed up for my 3 irresistible headline templates. You can see just below the video right here to download those templates. I also emailed you an access link so you can get your hands on those templates and start using them to craft your own hot headlines for your web pages. So in this video, I want to go over those templates and explain how to use them really effectively in your own marketing. And I'm going to show you a way that you can get a lot more in-depth support to get clear on the perfect words for your marketing messages so you can attract thousands more ideal clients online. So let's get started. So I want to talk about why headlines are so important and the biggest problems that most entrepreneurs entrepreneurs are running into, but their online marketing is not getting the results that they really want. So when somebody lands on your web page, you have pretty much 1 second to keep them there. If your copy on that page doesn't draw them in right away, they're going to leave without paying any more attention, okay? And then you've lost a potential client. So that headline is the most important message. It's the first impression. And it determines if they stay and read more about what you have to offer. And if they leave, again, you've lost a client. Most people have either lukewarm headlines that are okay but not hot, and lukewarm headlines get ignored. And another thing, most people don't have headlines on their web pages. And if that's you, you know it. If you don't have a headline, you got to get some. And you got to make sure that they're absolutely irresistible. And they need to pop out and convince people to keep reading. This is so important. So you want to imagine your marketing like a pathway. You're taking people from interested to invested in a series of steps. So it usually starts with an ad or an email, and the copy in that ad or the email needs to convince people to click on the link and go to your webpage. Now, you don't just want to send them to any kind of website. You want to send them to the kind of webpage that's going to have the best success in inspiring them to join your list. And that is an opt-in webpage. So an opt-in webpage offers a really valuable gift that's targeted for your ideal clients, and they enter their name and email address. They opt in for the free gift to get access. So it's like the portal into your world. That's the next page you want to have. Then on your opt-in page, it's going to send them to the gift where they engage with it, and that gift's going to be educational, like a special report or a video or a webinar or something of that nature, and it might be a combination of gifts. So then they engage with the gift. Then they see an offer for the next step, and that usually lands them on a sales page. So a sales page is an offer page that introduces them to a service or a program or a product that you have. Okay, so that's the next step. Now, headlines play a key role in all of those pieces on the pathway. A headline is going to be the main text in your ad. A headline is also going to help people click on your email and go to your website. A headline is going to be the first thing they see when they get to your opt-in page. It's going to be the first thing they see right after they opt in when they start engaging with the gift. That's got to be hot, too. A headline is also going to be the first thing they see on your sales page. So you can see, this is the most important marketing message you'll ever write. And when you know how to write headlines in a very strategic way, it's going to also help all the rest of your copy everywhere so that everything gets a better result. In marketing, you want to be really focus on the magic C word, which is conversion. And conversion is the percentage of people who take action when you give them an invitation to take the next step. So remember I said you have a pathway that guides people to being clients. Well, each one of those steps in your pathway has to work, because if the conversion is low on any of those steps, you lose a potential client. The whole thing doesn't work because they never see the rest of the pathway, you see. So for example, if your ad isn't hot, and they're never going to get to your website. If your opt-in page isn't absolutely irresistible, they're never going to join your list, and they're never going to see your offer. Okay, so you see that this is so important, because it's actually what gets your message in front of the right people on a regular basis. That's what makes your marketing system work. So you want to make sure that you're tracking conversion every step of the way, and that you're optimizing it. You're doing everything you can to improve the conversion. The number one thing that will optimize your conversion and increase it, so more people see your message and more people say yes, is your copy, your copywriting, which essentially is your headlines and other parts of your content, your written content on your pages. It also can be videos. It's basically your spoken messages. So what I'm going to share with you more about can also apply to what you say in your videos. Just really pay attention to this. I'm going to give you an example of the difference between lukewarm copy, which is pretty much most copy out there, and spoken copy, which is really hot copy. So if you did a starter marketing campaign, not even a big one, just one marketing campaign, just getting started in a month, let's say you attract 1,000 people to your website through some ads and posts and emails, right? And out of the 1,000, maybe 200 will opt in and join your list, and then you'll get maybe 2 sales for about $1,000 in revenue. And so if you've done that kind of marketing campaign, it's pretty frustrating, because that's not going to pay your bills in a month. Now, let's say you take the same marketing campaign, you do the same things, you only words. You just change the words so that they get a better response. Here's how it changes. With hot coffee, 2,000 people will click on your link to your website. You're going to get twice as many visitors to your website simply because you have hotter coffee in your ads and your